o'clock in San Francisco on the West Coast, and time for Minds Over Matter. Dana Rodriguez, Jerry Nachman, and Steven Rubenstein will match wits with listeners on the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Our telephone number is 415-841-4134 with your answers and questions here on Minds Over Matter.
You ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a very pleasant weekend and can give us an hour of your undivided time tonight. Because I'm looking at Jerry when I say that. Now that the Giants...
There's no game on
tonight. The World Series is over.
It's very boring now.
I want his, all his attention.
3 months until pitchers and catchers report.
I'm sure he's counting the minutes. So anyway, now that the series is over, please give us an hour of your time tonight because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are welcoming your participation. It's very, very important. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Our email address is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. We don't read the emails during the show. But again, that's the address is mindsovermatter, one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can certainly do that anywhere that a computer is available in the wide world just by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you like a podcast of the show, it should be available immediately after, or not immediately, but within a couple of hours afterwards. So at kalw.org. As I said, our lines are open. It's a great time to call in. Please give us a call as soon as you can with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. I'm going to start with a round of introductions and a round of questions. And here's the first. It was a celebratory week for Jerry Nachman, whose Long Island-based friend survived Hurricane Sandy, whose Giants swatted away the Detroit Tigers like annoying house flies, and he wound up with 50 candy bars after the rain-dampened Halloween. But I'm sure you're equal to the task of eating those candy bars.
No, this year I did something very smart. I bought candy bars that I don't like.
Oh.
So, but Steve did.
I already had three of them.
At this point in time, Steve Rubenstein would like to inform his fellow Americans that if nominated, he will not run, and if elected, he will not serve.
And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, thinks that if he can get all the other Rodriguezes to vote as a block, we could swing this election any way we see fit. There's an election coming up.
There is.
Nobody tells me anything.
Well. What does that say about you as a reporter?
There you go.
All right. I think you were slapped too many times. Anyway, that is us. We'll get in the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Well, I thought I would ask a political question to lead off.
So I have a bunch of them, so
and
it's
okay. Here's the first. What senator once posed nude in Cosmopolitan to help pay for law school?
Oh.
The only one I can think of right offhand is Scott Brown.
You must
but they made
that.
A big deal out of that.
Did they?
Actually,
because I hadn't heard of
in
it.
In the election. Not this election, but earlier.
It was Scott Brown. Before, it was Scott Brown. Very good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I got to ask you another. What is the best sell, according to one leading mask maker, what is the best selling presidential mask of all time?
Richard Nixon.
No.
You would think.
You would think.
Reagan.
I'll only give you two each.
Reagan.
No.
Bill Clinton.
Clinton.
Well, it had to be one of the three, you know.
Well, all right. Clinton it is.
Well, what's scarier than Nixon?
Okay, I'm asking all my. Okay, I'll ask one more time.
It's a good thing to pick up girls with, I guess.
This will get rid of all my political questions. Only one state has no voter registration at all. Which is it?
Oh, interesting. What do you mean when they say
I don't know what I mean exactly. Do people just walk up and say, I want to vote?
Oh, I see.
I don't know how they determine
could be.
Whether you...
But that's not the same as voting several times, like in Illinois, right?
No, that's different.
Okay.
I'll just guess. I'll say Oregon.
No. I guess maybe you could just have an ID that shows you are...
Alaska.
Yeah, you live there, but...
Alaska?
No.
One of those rugged individuals.
Some of the Wild West place.
Yeah.
Is it a Wild West place?
I'm not saying.
You could say if you wanted to.
Read the question once more.
Only one state has no voter registration at all. Which one?
Okay. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Steve, why don't you go ahead?
All right. Well, it's election time, so I'm going to give you the name of a movie. You tell me the name of the actor who played the President of the United States in that movie. Dana, you get one. That's good. Because you'll get all of them.
Yeah, of course you will.
And the bell would just not stop. Why don't you start ringing the bell right now for yourself? I won't even. Okay. All right. All right. The Contender.
Oh, I never even heard of that.
The Contender.
Okay. Go ahead. Or do you want to just do them all? Or?
I'll give them all. Okay. I started off with a tough one, huh? The Contender?
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Seven Days in May.
That's easy.
Okay. Yeah. Deep Impact.
Never heard of that either.
Really? Dr. Strangelove, easy.
Yeah.
Being There. Dreamscape. Superman 2. Monsters vs. Aliens. And Mars Attacks. And then I want you to name the three actors who played presidents of the United States in My Fellow Americans. There were three presidents in that movie.
I never heard of that movie either.
My Fellow
Americans.
Where'd
you find these films?
I saw My Fellow Americans at the Cineplex, Jerry.
These are major movies.
The three actors that played presidents in My Fellow Americans are the former presidents were James Garner and Jack Lemmon.
Yeah.
And the current president was Dan Aykroyd.
There you go. Okay. It's only one bell, not three.
All right.
Okay. I think the president being there was Melvin Douglas.
Melvin Douglas is not correct.
No.
Melvin Douglas was in the picture, but
he played the big industrious, the retired guy.
He played the dying friend of Peter Sellers, but he wasn't the president.
Oh. Then I don't.
That's your guess, and you can't unring a bell. So
you better go through that list.
All right. We got The Contender, 7 Days in May, Deep Impact, Dr. Strangelove, Being There, Dreamscape, Superman 2, Monsters versus Aliens, and Mars Attacks. I want the name of the actor who played the President of the United States in all those.
Dr. Strangelove?
Well, if you want to take the easiest one on the list, go ahead, Jerry.
Well, I'll spare the audience from. No, I won't take it. I'll let the audience get that.
All right.
As he would say.
All right.
Okay.
I'll do a question here, and then we'll go to calls. All right, I thought this was interesting. I just picked this up today, this fact. What is the only U.S. state to vote for a third-party candidate three times in the 20th century? One guess.
Is it a southern state?
I'm not going to say.
Yes, you could say.
No, I'm not going to.
Why not? You'd say if I got it right.
Well, yeah.
What state has... say it again.
What is the only U.S. state to vote for a third-party candidate in a presidential election three times in the 20th century?
Three.
It's not necessarily a southern state.
When you just said not necessarily, it means it is.
No.
One guess. I will say, I don't know. I don't have any idea.
All right. Yes. I'll give you
a guess. Is it the southern state?
I'm not going to say. It could be, and it could not be.
So name a southern state already.
It could be a rugged individual state, too. You never know.
Yeah, Vermont. I'll say Vermont.
No.
Alabama.
No. Okay, once more. What is the only U.S. state to vote for a third-party candidate in a presidential election three times in the 20th century?
Can you tell us what the candidates were?
No, I think
that wouldn't give it away.
It would help. It would help a lot.
Okay.
If I did.
Okay.
All right. Second question is, what is the only, what is the only current communist country to have a statue of a former U.S. president? And who is that president?
A current
communist country.
There's not that many left.
Well, there are enough. What is the only current communist country to have a statue of a former U.S. president, and who is that president?
Is it country China?
It is not China. That was your guess.
That wasn't the guess of the president.
That was
though.
Your no, no. That's as far as you can go. You got the first part wrong, so you don't get the second part.
Dana Rodriguez, voting block or not, you run a tight ship.
I don't know.
Okay. So once more, what is the only current communist country?
Can I have Jerry's guess?
No. What is the only current communist country to have a statue of a former U.S. president? And who is that president? And what is the only U.S. state to vote for a third-party candidate, majority-wise, you know, in three times in the 20th century for a presidential election? And if you want to tell me who the three candidates were, that would be great, too. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Gary from San Mateo.
Hello.
I mean, even you in the city, I mean. I know about the one who played the president 7 days in May.
Who was it?
It was Frederick March.
Absolutely right.
I got another question, though, about a movie involving a president. Who played the president and the man?
James Earl Jones.
And here's a question for you. What did both the man and 7 days in May have in common?
What did they have in common?
Yeah, it's a real tough one.
Oh, they were both written by Rod Serling.
Well, yeah, that's part of it, but that's not the answer I have.
What was the other film that Serling wrote?
He wrote 7 Days in May, too.
Oh, he did?
I think he wrote the screenplay.
Screenplay,
yeah.
No, the book was written by Fletcher Nebel and
right.
Charles
yeah,
Bailey.
Yeah, they showed something up. But both 7 Days in May and the man showed something else to come besides the screenplay.
Is it an actor?
No, it's behind the scenes.
Oh, no. Don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
They're both scored by the same man, Jerry Goldsmith.
Okay.
He scored everything.
Yeah. Here's my spot question. What father and son pair of actors appear separately on episodes of The Fugitive?
It did what with The Fugitive?
What father and son pair of actors appeared separately on The Fugitive?
The Bridges?
No.
Bridges
did appear on The Fugitive, but not his father.
Edwin and Keenan Wynn?
Nope.
Bailey?
I'll give you a clue. Why the actors later did a sitcom where he played an uncle?
An uncle?
An uncle in a sitcom?
Yeah.
No.
You don't know?
No.
Oh, come on. What's that in New York City, the sitcom?
Sitcom set in
sitcom
New York
City. Sitcom in New York City.
Yeah,
50,
about 100 of them. No. And what? It's not like the Danny Thomas show or something. No.
No. You give up?
Yeah.
Brian Keith and his father, Robert Keith.
Okay. All right.
I don't know Robert Keith.
Yeah.
Robert Keith, he played that police chief in the Wild One.
Okay, you're right. Right.
And he played Richard Kibble's father in an episode where he goes back to his hometown to visit his father. He's being hunted by Gerard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Very Matter.
This is me.
Hi, it's you.
This is Bart in San Francisco.
Hi, Bart.
Well, all my answers on the president of the U.S., the actors played them in various movies. The only one I have left is Dr. Strangelove, Peter Sellers.
Good.
That's it.
Excellent.
Thank you.
What other roles did he play in Dr. Strangelove?
He played a RAF captain.
There you go.
And he also played Dr. Strangelove.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
Two more bells for that.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
He played Group Captain Mandrake.
Yes.
Yes.
You're going to have to answer to the Coca-Cola Corporation.
Yeah. And, Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, in a BBC survey, Obama came in first in all but one of the 21 countries polled with a 50% to 9% landslide victory. In what nation did Romney place first? There was only one.
In a BBC poll?
Yeah.
Don't tell me.
Is there a majority US? Mormon country? I don't think so. The
U.S.?
No. Oh. That's a good guess, though. Happily.
So Romney came in first. In what country? Interesting. Huh. Who would this be?
Switzerland. Cayman Islands. How about the Cayman Islands?
Yeah.
Did they pull in the Cayman Islands?
That was good. That would be good.
I don't think that's a country, is it?
Yes.
Is it
is a country.
Sure. It is a country.
Yeah.
Wow.
They want him to take his money away, I guess. And
actually, I've been there.
Have you?
Yes, you walk down the main street, and it's very eerie. There's these tiny little buildings, and they have these brass plaques of corporations that you've never heard of, but they sound like they have $1 zillion in them.
They probably do.
It's just made-up names.
Yeah. You just walk down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a very eerie place.
And okay.
I don't get eeried easily.
So, okay, Romney. Who would this be? It's not Mexico. I mean, I know part of his family's from there.
Switzerland.
No, Switzerland.
No. One more guess.
Is it a well-known country?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a major country.
Mm-hmm.
Israel?
Nope.
Okay.
That's it. You're done.
I said Switzerland. That was my guess.
Yeah, right. That's it. No.
Right. Why don't you read the question once more?
In a BBC survey, Obama came in first in all but one of the 21 countries polled, with a 50% to 9% landslide victory. In which nation did Romney place first, the only one of the 21?
Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I have a couple of answers for the presidential movies.
Okay.
Jack Warden in Being There?
Yes, Jack Warden.
Yes.
Excellent.
And how about for Superman 2, E.G. Marshall?
Yes. Excellent.
Good job.
What do you know?
Well done.
I was hoping you'd have included the movie Wilson. I don't think any of you have seen Wilson.
I have seen it, yeah. Alexander Knox.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Zed. How are you?
Good.
Very good. So for last week, when we talked about Einstein getting his Nobel Prize, it was in photoelectric effect and how this can help us deflect asteroids that are going to perhaps...
Who got the...
Einstein.
Einstein, okay.
Einstein, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, was photoelectric effect. What the theory said that light can behave in two ways. One is waves, like we see it. The other one is particles. So if you have an asteroid and you keep pushing light toward it, the light would act like little balls, little tiny spheres, and they can deflect it. They can actually put some pressure on it. But if you paint it white, more light will be reflected, and just like you're bouncing a ball from a wall, the wall will retract a bit. The more lighter the body is, the more reflection, or the more balls will be reflected, and that imparts some momentum to it and move it just slightly so it can miss the Earth. That's actually true, and it probably have to be done 20 years before the incident will happen, but it is true. One question, you're talking about Dr. Strangelove. Actually, the movie was intended after a scientist. Do you know which?
Teller. Edward Teller, I think. Yeah.
Okay, I knew that. Okay, Reagan's last movie. What was the name of it? And name of the two stars that could star with him, the man and woman that could star the movie with him.
Reagan's last movie?
Oh.
Was it Bedtime for Bonson?
No, his last movie was The Killers.
Very good. And what is the name of the main man?
Sterling Hayden.
Lee Marvin and Angie Dickinson.
Very good. All right, you know your movies. Okay, very quickly, out of 11 cells in your body, how many are they you and how many are not you?
Not you.
11 cells.
Out of the what?
For every 11 cells in your body, how many it is Dana or, you know, any of you, and how many is not? It's not at all you. For every 11 cells.
I got cells in my body that are not me?
What do you mean, not you? I don't understand.
Out of 11.
Hmm.
For every 11 cells in your body, how many it is you, how many it is not you?
I think since we don't know, we'll be happy to leave it out if you like.
Well, I'll tell you the answer because it's very interesting. it is 1 out of 11 is you. 10 out of 11 cells in our body, it is not the...
Whose are they?
It is not us.
Wait a minute. Whose are they?
The monkey.
Yeah, who are they? A lot of bacteria in our body. In fact, depending which person it is, it could be...
It's my bacteria, though.
They are bacteria. So 1 out of 10 cells.
When do we have to start shooting the light at the asteroid? Do we start? We got 20 years, right? Should we start shooting it now?
You can reflect it. You can actually deflect.
Is there one coming at us? This sounds like the plot of Deep Impact, by the way.
In the 2029 and 2036.
All right.
Phobos, after ancient Egyptian name of fear. Be ready for it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Eve. Deep Impact. Okay. That's a porn movie title.
No, Deep Impact was the asteroid coming to the to hit the Earth.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And
it's a major cultural event.
Is it?
Yeah.
It hasn't happened, though. And let's see. So you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We hope you're enjoying the show. The number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman from the well-known reporter in the Bay Area. You've seen a couple of big pieces by him in the last few weeks, him getting slapped repeatedly in a massage and trying out mattresses. He obviously gets the cushier assignments from that from the Chronicle. And I'm your moderator, Dan Rodriguez. Oh, by the way, his name is Steve Rubenstein. So, and nowhere are the worse for wear. And let's see, Jerry, it's your turn.
Oh, okay. Why did Bugsy Siegel name his Las Vegas casino the Flamingo, which is not exactly an indigenous desert creature?
True. He named it after his girlfriend, who was known as the Flamingo, though I can't think of her name, the actual name of her.
Yeah, Virginia Hill.
Virginia Hill.
Oh, yeah, because she was red hair and had long legs.
Right.
Very
right.
Good.
I never thought. But that reminds me of the world's greatest question, which is, why do pink flamingos stand on one leg? You know, you've seen them at the zoo standing on one.
Yeah.
Why do pink flamingos stand on one leg?
Is this a joke?
It's a question that we're going to leave out.
I have a feeling there's a punchline coming at the end of it, but all right.
Why do they?
This is like, why do firemen wear suspenders?
Well, we'll leave it open for our college.
Because they never sit down and they're resting one leg at a time.
No, that's not the answer, Jerry.
Okay. All right.
Why do pink flamingos
sit
on one
leg?
Is
it a real question?
It's a real question with a real answer, Jerry. Mm. I don't ask fake questions like you.
Okay. All right, give us another question, Jerry.
All right, producer-director Hal Prince leads in the total number of Tonys with 24. Who is in second place?
Tommy Toon.
How'd you know? Yes. That's amazing.
There you go.
I didn't just fall off a turnip truck, Jerry.
Well, I thought you had, but that's really not in your bailiwick, though.
He's a former chorus boy.
My bailiwick now.
Wow, very good. Tommy Toon. Yeah, Tommy Toon has 9. I'm very impressed, Stephen. Okay, well,
I knew he had 9.
I'm retiring.
They don't call him Stage Door Steve for nothing.
Very good.
And let's go to a call.
And you don't know the answer to the flamingo question.
Not yet.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi, it's Chris from Santa Cruz here.
Hi, Chris.
I think I know the answer to the state that doesn't require voter registration.
Oh, okay. Good.
I think that's North Dakota.
That's right, North Dakota.
Oh, very good. Do you know why?
I think it's based on the fact that a lot of the citizens in the past were agricultural-based.
And everybody knew everybody.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, you're knocking all my best questions out. Okay.
And Steve, it's your turn.
All right. Well, still on the subject of presidential politics, I have some, as you may know, that every presidential campaign had had songs, campaign songs. And I will give you a few lyrics from campaign songs of the past. You tell me what presidential campaign they were from. Where he commands, we shall obey, through rain and snow, by night and day. What presidential campaign was that from? It's a song lyric. Where he commands, we shall obey, through rain and snow, by night and day.
Maybe you could do this for us. Give us say if it's like 20th century or 19th century or something like that. Can you do that?
No.
Did
you tell me what communist country was involved? No, you didn't.
I said it was a communist country.
You said it was.
Okay.
No.
That sounds like an old...
There's
old,
only 44
like
presidents.
Yeah, it does.
Benjamin Harrison. I don't know.
No. That's your guess.
Yeah.
I like Ike.
Right.
No.
That's not an old president.
No, that's a song.
That's
a
relatively
known
president. Okay. Yeah, no. Where he commands, we shall obey, through rain and snow, by night and day. No. We'll leave that one out there. The time has come. The race is on. We've picked a man to run. A second term, we're standing firm for Ohio's worthy son. For Ohio's worthy
Warren
son.
Warren G. Harding.
No. Ohio's worthy son.
William Howard Taft.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Well, the song is called "Get on the Raft with Taft." Of course, if you got on the raft
room,
with Taft,
man, yeah.
you would be down at the Titanic land. Yes, okay. He was governor there. Folks remember and care. Lots of folks are rooting down there for you. I know I certainly am, because you are the man can keep us out of a peach of a jam. Peach of a jam is a clue.
Yeah, Georgia.
Jimmy Carter.
Yes. Jimmy Carter's peaches down in Georgia.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. I've been a good old donkey, but they left me out to die. They had me on the commons where the grass don't grow so high, but now I'm in the clover in the fields of golden grain. I'm back in old Columbia in the same old stall again. Okay, whose campaign was that referenced to? Columbia. I've been a good old donkey, but they left me out to die. I'll give you one more, all right?
Harry Truman.
No, it was not Truman.
It's like in Columbia, Missouri.
That's a little too corny for that.
Here's one I sang when I was in elementary school. Whistle while you work, Nixon is a jerk. Whose campaign was that for?
Well, how old were you?
Never mind.
Well, it's going to be McGovern or,
no.
or Humphrey.
No.
Oh, Kennedy.
That was made up in your
Are
school.
You that old?
JFK.
JFK, yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. So we've still got the one that's outstanding. We've got the I've Been a Good Old Donkey, and we've got the other one, which was, forgive me, it's right here. The first one that I read, which was Where He Commands We Shall Obey Through Rain and Snow by Night and Day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you one more. If he's good enough for Lindy, he's good enough for me. That's a song lyric. If he's good enough for Lindy, he's good enough for me. All right? From what presidential campaign is that?
Herbert Hoover.
Hoover.
Yes, Herbert Hoover.
Yeah.
We both got a bill.
Yeah, okay.
That's good.
There you go.
Is a good old horse or whatever that one was. Or was that?
Donkey. A good old donkey.
Donkey. Is that kind of a rural guy, probably? How about, who is a rural candidate, real rural candidate?
Well, that's, and sort of a Democrat, too, right? Is that the
Probably, yeah.
Gist of it?
You looking for hints, Dana?
No.
You're a hard man to be looking for hints, Dana.
It's not Truman. We knew that.
No, it's earlier, much earlier than that, I would think.
I don't know. Grover Cleveland. Like,
it is not Grover Cleveland.
Okay. No.
Andrew Jackson.
No, it is not Andrew Jackson.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is this me?
It is you.
This is Bart again.
Hi, Bart.
Bit of a correction. I believe the Cayman Islands are not a sovereign country.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Actually a British possession.
Oh, are they? Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Bart. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Dave in SF.
Hey, Dave. Good to hear from you.
I have a couple of answers for Steve, I believe, on the president.
Go ahead.
The one film, 7 Days in May, the president was Frederick March.
Yes, you're right. That actually had already been answered, but you can have a bell anyway.
Yep.
Did someone get that?
Somebody did get it, but you got it,
That's
too.
Okay, because we knew you knew it all along.
Okay. I have one for Steve.
Yes.
Who was the president in the MGM film, Gabriel Over the White House?
Oh, boy. I have no idea. I didn't see it.
Do you know that title?
Walter Houston.
Walter Houston.
My favorite actor.
Your favorite actor.
A bell. Great. Good night, gentlemen.
Thank you, Dave. Okay, so I have a list of books written by U.S. presidents, and I'd like you to tell me the correct one, okay, the correct president. So there are no repeats here. So
there are no correct presidents.
Yeah. So these are, there are eight. These are eight books written by different U.S. presidents, right? Number one, The Vantage Point. Number two, A World Transformed. They always have these very pretentious
names. Yeah, right, yeah.
Brother.
Yeah.
As I saw it, yeah. Number three, Six Crises.
That was Nixon.
Yes. Well, let me go through the list first.
Okay.
Number four, A Time to Heal.
Oh, boy.
Number five, Mr. Citizen. Now we get in the more difficult. Number six, Fishing for Fun. And they're all 20th century presidents, okay, so you know.
Jeez.
Number seven, At Ease. Number eight, Trail and Campfire. So again, these are books written by U.S. presidents, all different, no repeats. Number one, The Vantage Point, Lyndon Johnson. Oh, I just answered my question. Okay. Number one, The Vantage Point, Lyndon Johnson. Very
you can't
good.
Have a bill.
Yeah, okay, so much for that.
How many can we choose? Just one? Or?
You won. Number two, A World Transformed. Huh. Number three, Six Crises, which Steve got. That was yours, which is Nixon.
I don't get any more?
No. Now, the other ones that haven't been answered are A Time to Heal.
I know that one.
Too bad. Mr. Citizen.
Can I have a bell? I won't say the answer, but can I have a bell for knowing the answer?
Because I have to take you on trust, and I don't trust you.
We're on a tight ship.
Number six, Fishing for Fun. Number seven, At Ease. Number eight, Trail and Campfire. So, Jerry, you have your one guess.
At Ease is Eisenhower.
Very good. Very good. Very good.
Good title.
Dwight Eisenhower. So we're still looking for A World Transformed, A Time to Heal, Mr. Citizen, Fishing for Fun, and Trail and Campfire. Which presidents wrote those books? Okay. Well, later on, if somebody else answers.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, is that me?
It is you.
This is Art in San Francisco.
Hi, Art.
I'm a long-time listener. Is there a statue of President McKinley in Cuba?
Ooh, how interesting. No, there is not. Not to my knowledge, anyway.
Okay. Great show.
All right, thank you. And I should check on that, but I don't. As far as I know, I wasn't able to find anything like it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Is that me?
It is you.
Okay. This is Carol in Berkeley. On the flamingo one, I don't know if flamingos are more exotic than other birds, but when we had a pet bird, we were told that they lift one foot up at night to conserve heat.
Oh, that's probably a scientific answer. Give her a bell because that's probably the right answer, but that's not the answer to the question.
Because you have
No. This is my...
Looking for something more gaudy.
No, it's not gaudy at all. It's just
How does that conserve...
Correct.
Do you know how that conserves heat? I'm just curious.
Well, if you were flamingo, you would know, Jerry.
I don't know. I guess you lose heat through your feet or something.
Sure. Okay, that makes sense.
Anyway,
sure.
I'm with you on that.
Were either Fishing for Fun or Trail and Campfire written by Theodore Roosevelt?
Yes, which one?
Which one? Trail and Campfire.
That's correct.
Yeah, I had that.
Very
as
good.
Well.
Okay, thank you.
Good job.
Fishing for fun, gee.
Flamingo. Remember that? And let's see, the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. And we are about halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jared, what do you have?
In a BBC survey, Obama came in first in all but one of the 21 countries polled. With a 50% to 9% landslide victory, in which nation did Romney place first? And it's a major country.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that it for you?
Yeah.
Steve?
I'm still looking for the actors who played the presidents in the President of the United States in the following movies. The Contender, Dreamscape, Monsters vs. Alien, and Mars Attacks. And we are looking for the presidential campaign in which the song lyrics were the campaign song. We are looking for the presidential campaign, Where He Commands We Shall Obey Through Rain and Snow by Night and Day. And we are looking for I think I've got one more. No, I gave you the Jimmy Carter one. All right, so I'm going to give you one more. The Union is our wagon, the people are its springs, and every good American for blank, blank sings. The Union is our wagon, the people are its springs, and every good American for the name of the president.
Old Abe Lincoln.
No, that's your guess, and it's incorrect.
I have no idea.
Okay.
That's your guess.
So what I have left is, let's see, what U.S. state voted for a third-party candidate in a presidential election three times in the 20th century? What U.S. state voted for a third-party candidate three times in the 20th century presidential election, and who were the three candidates they voted for? And what is the only current communist country to have a statue of a former U.S. president, and who is that president? And I gave you some books written by presidents, 20th century, all of them. The ones we still have left are A World Transformed, A Time to Heal, Mr. Citizen, and Fishing for Fun.
Was the caller correct that Cuba was the country?
She didn't say Cuba.
Yeah.
Did you say Cuba?
McKinley.
Cuba. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Yes, as a matter of fact, the caller was correct.
Oh.
It was a backdoor way to get in there.
Okay.
And, yes, Cuba.
I was going to say Cuba because it's
but who is the president?
Roosevelt.
The only communist country I know besides China.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter.
Hi, Peter.
I think that pink flamingos hold one leg in the air to hold their pants up.
No, that's not correct, but you're on the right.
That's more why firemen right. wear red suspenders.
How about for a world transformed, was that Hoover?
Not Hoover.
Okay. And the third party voter state, was that Wyoming?
No, it was not Wyoming.
Okay. Well, I have a question.
Yes.
What percentage of single-family homes in the United States are currently underwater?
You mean in a mortgage way or in a literal sense?
Not literally. In the fact that they owe more than the current value of the house.
Mm. 25%.
That's close enough, yes. Give yourself a bell. 23.7.
How much?
23.7.
Oh, that's pretty close.
That's generous of you, because if it was Dana, he would not have given
me
a bell.
No, I would have given that.
That's 1.3% off.
We have a 10% rule here.
10% rule.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll take it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Good night.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hi. I'm sorry. I didn't quite hear you there.
Louis from San Francisco.
Hi, Louis.
The reason the flamingo holds its legs up is the mud flats that it built its nest on are very hot, and it switches its legs.
What is very hot?
The mud flats that they build their nests on.
You know this personally?
At least I thought I did.
That sounds like a good answer. It's not the correct answer, however.
Okay.
But I like the answer. It's a scientific answer.
Good. I thought it was, but okay.
I'm sure it is the right answer, but it's not the answer
reason
that I'm looking for.
It says about somebody else's answer was also
you're probably right.
Uh-huh.
So let's put it
mud
that
flats.
Way.
Well, yeah. A woman just called 2 minutes ago.
Well, what makes
that
mud flats
right
hotter
too.
Than anything else?
She was probably right, too.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Kate from Richmond.
Hi, Kate.
And I think I know one of the presidents in the movies.
Yeah.
In The Contender, was it one of the Bridges guys?
Yes.
Yes.
It was. Which one? There's three of them.
It was not Bo, and it wasn't the father who was dead. It's
Jeff?
Lloyd's father.
Jeff
Bridges, yes. Jeff Bridges played the president in The Contender. It was a great performance. He was always eating. In every scene, he was eating.
Right. That was the big thing for him was that you had three sandwiches.
Yeah.
As president.
Shark sandwiches he was eating.
Thank you very much.
It was a good picture, yeah.
How long ago? I never heard of
it. Oh, that wasn't that long ago.
No, it was about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joan Allen, Jeff Bridges, Sam Elliott. It's a good picture.
Okay.
All right. Four U.S. states have 10 electoral votes. Three of them start with the same letter. What are the four states?
Once again?
What's the letter?
Four U.S. states have 10 electoral votes. Three of them start with the same letter. What are the four states?
Well, a lot of states start with M, so is that it? M?
I'm not giving you like an inch-by-inch way. This is not the death of a thousand cats.
All right.
10
electoral votes.
Okay, I guess Alaska?
No, Alaska's
Arkansas.
Fewer than 10.
Is it fewer than 10? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with Maine.
No, it's...
No, you're already wrong.
Montana? No?
There's a lot of C's.
Okay.
And it's not C. All right.
Cuba one of them?
Four U.S. states have 10 electoral votes. Three of them start with the same letter. What are the four states?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Bill from Daly City.
Hi, Bill.
And I have two guesses on the movie presidents.
Yeah.
For Deep Impact, Morgan Freeman.
Yes, very good.
And for Mars Attacks, Jack Nicholson.
Excellent. Yes, we go to the same junk movies, I can tell.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi, it's Marge Aaron from San Francisco. I was going to also say Jack Nicholson for Mars Attack. But did anybody solve the campaign song about I'm a Donkey?
No. It's all yours.
Adlai Stevenson?
It was not Adlai Stevenson, no.
Okay, well, it was a good try. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Now, those are all winning candidates' songs, right?
You may ask. I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, you didn't say. I thought you said they were presidential. They were all like
they were presidential campaign songs.
Oh, sorry, they're just in
think so. Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
And
but yes, they were.
Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Well, hi. There are statues of Ronald Reagan in both Hungary and Poland.
But they were built after those countries became non-communist.
Oh, that's true. Okay. And also, Wisconsin and Minnesota have 10 electoral votes.
Wisconsin does not. Minnesota does.
So it is M.
That could be one of the
Wisconsin
ones
has more than Minnesota.
How about Maryland?
All right. You've got two.
And there's another M?
Well, there's four states in total, and three of them start with the letter M.
I guess Maine.
Not Maine.
No. Yeah, that doesn't have that many.
So you have Maryland and Minnesota.
How about Missouri?
That is correct.
Okay.
And so you just have one more state to get.
10. Is it in the Southwest?
Oh, and wait, I was wrong and you were right. It was Wisconsin after all. So it's Minnesota, Missouri, Maryland, and Wisconsin. So you were right in the first place. Sorry about that.
I didn't know Wisconsin started with M.
So,
upside down.
And the silent.
Yeah, I was reading the list the wrong way.
This Rodriguez voting block is falling apart here.
Thank you very much. Good job. Yes, the four U.S. states with 10 electoral votes, three of them start with the same letter, Minnesota, Missouri, and Maryland, and the other one is Wisconsin. So, okay, good. Jerry, it's your turn.
What comedian was the first to be roasted by the Friars Club in 1950?
Bob Hope.
No.
Was it in New York or Hollywood?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Does that count as my guess?
You can have another one.
Bob Hope.
There are a lot of comedians. Well, 1950.
Jack Benny.
No.
Milton Berle.
No. Not that big a name.
Oh.
He was very much of that period. I'll give you that hint because we're getting close to the end here.
Jackie Kahane. London Lee.
No.
All right. Milt Kamen. but not a big. Well, was this person in movies?
He was very big then, but he's not. He's remembered, but not. He wasn't up there in the pantheon. Yeah.
Oh. Did he have a TV show?
He was probably a panelist. Oh. I don't think he had his own TV show.
Was it a chapter in Seriously Funny?
No. What was that book about?
Seriously Funny?
Yeah.
You never heard of it?
I don't remember.
The great comedians of the 50s and 60s. So, okay. We got a lot of comedians here. I want to see if I can figure this out.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so you said he never had his own show.
Not that I'm aware of. He may have been, as I said, he was probably a panelist. I think he was a panelist.
Was it sort of a burlesque and vaudeville type?
No.
Henny Young.
Radio.
Radio.
Well, he was on radio, but he didn't have his own show.
Oh.
I don't think he ever had a show.
Oh. How'd he get so famous then?
Personal, guest spots and stuff.
Guest spots and stuff.
He had a chapter in Seriously Funny, obviously.
No, Myron Cohen.
No.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, it's Mike from Burlingame. I got an answer for a couple of presidential books.
Okay.
Did Truman write, what is that, Citizen President?
Mr. Citizen.
Yeah, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, you're right.
That's the one I knew.
And then the fishing one, was that Jimmy Carter?
Was not Jimmy Carter.
Darn it. Okay.
Good job, though.
Thank you.
All right. Yes, Mr. Citizen is Harry Truman.
He went fishing for rabbits, as I remember, didn't he?
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter and the rabbit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I know a time for heal, but I won't say.
Time to heal.
Time to heal.
next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, guys. This is Alec in San Francisco.
Hi, Alec.
I think I can guess at the presidential song about how I used to be a donkey, but they left me out to die.
Yeah.
So I'm reasoning that that means the person used to be a Democrat, but now isn't going to be a Democrat anymore.
And oh, that's
so I'm
good.
I'm guessing that it's Teddy Roosevelt.
No, it's not. It's it may you may be looking too much into the life and death of the donkey there.
Story of my life.
But I appreciate that you may be overanalyzing it.
Well, that was I thought that was very shrewd actually.
Maybe, thank you.
But he's not right.
Bye, guys.
All right, thanks a lot. And Steve, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more. Since we're on, I'm going to give you another presidential song lyric. All right, we're still. I haven't run out of presidential song lyrics for you. Rock-a-bye, baby, daddy's a Whig. When he comes home, hard cider he'll swig. What presidential campaign is that lyric from? Rock-a-bye, baby, and you can sing along to it if you like. Rock-a-bye, baby. I'm not going to sing. I'll spare the good folks of KALW my voice. Rock-a-bye, baby, daddy's a Whig. When he comes home, hard cider he'll swig. What campaign is that for?
Well, there weren't that many Whig presidents. I mean, a few, but I'm going to go with either Zachary Taylor or William Henry Harrison.
You're giving me two answers?
Yeah.
Pick one.
Go ahead, pick one.
Zachary Taylor.
No.
William Henry Harrison.
What's your answer?
Say
William Henry. Don't say William
Henry.
William
Henry Harrison.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Tyler. Sean Tyler.
Remember, he's putting the knock on the Whig.
Well, I don't know anything about Whigs. Right. Except when I
well,
see
didn't
one.
Well, didn't this sound like you were putting the knock on the Whigs?
Rock-a-bye, baby, daddy's a Whig. When he comes home, hard cider, he'll swig.
Well, it could be just they respect him because he's a hard cider drinking.
Oh, my goodness. How else can you interpret that song?
I don't know from Whigs.
All right, so we're looking for that one. We're also looking for Where He Commands, We Shall Obey, Through Rain and Snow by Night and Day.
Mm.
That is still outstanding.
Okay.
All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Were you asking about the president and the statue in a different country, or is that already solved?
No, that hasn't been solved. Is it
Teddy Roosevelt?
We have established it's in Cuba, but it's not Teddy Roosevelt.
It's not Teddy Roosevelt, and it's in Cuba, but it's not Teddy Roosevelt?
But it's not Teddy Roosevelt.
Or McKinley.
My fault. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Or McKinley, yeah. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, the Friars Club Roasty.
Yeah.
Would that be Jimmy Durante?
No, it would not. That's a very good guess.
That's a very good guess.
He had his own show, though.
Yeah, he had his own show,
that's
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Can I piggyback on the presidents and film question?
Sure.
Sure.
Who played the president in Kisses for My President?
Pauly Bergen.
Very good. And who played the first gentleman?
Fred McMurray.
Yep.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Not bad.
I love Pauly Bergen.
Dude, what's my line?
Yeah.
I always thought she was going to be a bigger star than she actually was because she was
she should have been,
quite pretty and had a good sense of humor and quick-witted.
Everything going and a good actress.
Yeah.
Not What's My Line. She was on
To Tell the Truth.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the same show.
No.
Okay. But she had her own show. She had the Pauly Bergen show, right? Didn't she?
Problem. She may have, yeah.
Yeah. And
but she was never a guest panelist on Minds Over Matter.
I wish she was.
She played she'd had a part on The Sopranos.
Oh.
She played an ex-girlfriend of Tony Soprano.
Really? Oh. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I want to guess on the country from the BBC poll that wanted Romney.
Yeah.
How about Israel?
No, somebody gets that. No?
Oh.
That might make sense.
That's what I was thinking too, but I guess not.
No.
All right. Night.
Thank you. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy bringing it to you. You are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And if you'd like to join us here, we have a few minutes left in the show at 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. 415-841-4134. All right. My turn? I think it is. Okay. Since being admitted to the Union, which U.S. state has voted for the winner the most often in a presidential election?
Oh, I know that.
Oh.
Well, they couldn't have, before they were admitted to the union, they couldn't have done
That's
it.
Correct. That's okay. Why I said they were, when they were, after right, they were good. Admitted to
the Thanks for clarifying that.
Well, they said you have to.
You have to think of it this way. Now, it may not be a state that has been in the union since 1776, but.
Right. Most of them haven't been.
Since that state was admitted to the union, it has the highest percentage of voting for a winning presidential candidate. Okay.
Was it admitted to the union in the 20th century?
I'm not going to say.
Ohio.
It was after the Civil War, I'll give you that.
They say you have to win Ohio to win the presidency. 18 out of the last 19 races.
But no, not overall when you think of the
Yeah, okay.
Span.
New Mexico.
Yes, New Mexico is correct.
Wow.
Very
and
good.
Tommy Tune.
And Tommy
Tune.
Amazing.
Only twice since they were admitted as New Mexico voted for the loser in the presidential election. In 1976 and 2000,
how
of course.
They
voted for the winner in 2000, but that's another story.
How are they leaning right now? How are they leaning today?
It's bitter, Dan.
I think Obama's going to win in New Mexico. I think he's ahead there, yeah.
Great. Okay. So I shouldn't say that.
all right. Since it's election eve, I'll ask you this one more. What U.S. state has the highest percentage of voting for a Democrat in presidential elections? What U.S. state has the highest percentage of voting of times they voted for a Democrat in a presidential election? 71%.
Gee.
Not necessarily for the winner, but just for the Democrat.
Massachusetts?
No.
New England state?
No, actually. And again, this is since they were admitted to the union.
Well, the southern states all voted Democrat, so for a long time.
Yeah, but that long time is, never mind.
So what U.S. state has the highest percentage of voting for a Democrat in a presidential election?
I don't know. I'm not even going to hazard a guess.
Okay. And
West Virginia.
That's a good guess, but no, not West Virginia. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
Hey. So that state with the highest percentage of Democrat, I assume that's the Electoral College, what was given out?
No, it's the highest percentage of voting for a Democrat. In other words, it's not the highest electoral vote or anything like that. It's just the
most times.
Democrat.
Yeah, the number of times they voted for the Democratic candidate in a presidential election.
How about Hawaii?
Oh, that's a good guess, but no, not Hawaii.
Okay. Did Fishing for Fun, was that Hoover?
Yes, it was Hoover. Very good.
Wow.
Excellent.
And Mars Attacks was Jack Nicholson.
Yes, it was. Somebody got that, but take another bell.
All for Out is their movie one. Who played the president in Americathon?
Oh, boy.
Is that
didn't see it.
John Ritter?
Yeah, John Ritter. Very good.
Okay.
Give yourself a bell. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye. And the number to join us is 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening, Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
The highest percentage, always voting for a Democrat most time. How about Minnesota?
Not Minnesota.
And voting for a third-party candidate. How about South Carolina?
No.
All right. Now for my last swing. first to be roasted by the Friars Club. A gentleman called himself Parky Carcass.
No. No.
Swing and a miss.
That was, you know who that was? That was,
That's Albert Brooks' dad.
Who?
That's Albert Brooks' father.
Albert Brooks' father, yes.
And?
Yeah. No, it wasn't Parker Carcass.
Oh, and Super Dave.
Osborne.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I throw my bat down, and I'm going back to the bench.
All right. Thank you, though.
But you took three hefty swings.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Hi.
And for highest percentage voting for Democrat, Karen guesses Illinois.
Not Illinois. I guess I'll give you this because we're almost out of time. We're going to be out of time soon. I'll give you a hint that there was a Democratic president from this state.
We'll see if that helps Karen. And as far as third-party candidates?
Yes.
I'm guessing Minnesota.
Not Minnesota.
I thought they went for Perot, so that was my logic.
No, he never won any state.
He didn't win a state.
Ah, well.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And Steve, loved your column last week.
Oh, many thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, is this, I have a Jerry's answer, I believe.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, you're on.
The one regarding the one who wanted Romney to win?
Yeah.
Would that be Poland?
No, it would not be.
Ooh, that's a good guess, too.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. And if you want to give us a quick call, 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, this is Richard in Palo Alto.
Hi, Richard.
Hi. So I think the country that wanted Romney to win is Pakistan.
Pakistan it is.
Oh, very good. How did you get that? That was very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Pakistan. Interesting. Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
The state that has voted for third-party candidates?
Yes.
Is it Wisconsin?
It is not Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's not California, is it, for the Democratic voting?
It is not.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Can I just throw out one
more? Yeah, go ahead.
New Hampshire.
Not New Hampshire.
Okay.
All right, time to clean up here. What do we got?
Okay, sure. The comedian that was first roasted by the Friars Club in 1950 was Sam Levinson.
Remember
him?
Sam Levinson.
Yeah.
All right. The presidents in movies, the president who played, the actor who played the president of Monsters and Aliens was Stephen Colbert. And the one who played the president in Dreamscape was Eddie Albert.
I saw that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the presidential campaign songs, I've Been a Good Old Donkey, but they left me out to die. They had me on the commons where the grass don't grow so high. That was FDR's. The Democratic Donkey is in, was called the Democratic Donkey. And Where He Commands, We Shall Obey, Through Rain and Snow, By Night and Day. Follow Washington.
Oh,
Washington.
The song,
yeah,
Follow Washington.
He needed a song?
Rockabye Baby, Daddy's a Wig. When He Comes Home, Hard Cider He'll Swig. From the campaign of Martin Van Buren. And the Union is our wagon. The people are its springs. And every good American for Millard Fillmore sings.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. And the question about the flamingo.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, why do pink flamingos stand on one leg? Because if they picked it up, they'd fall over.
I knew there was a joke at the end of this.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right,
that's
there we go. Books by U.S. presidents. The only one that nobody got was A World Transformed. That's George H.W. Bush.
Let me guess on A Time to Heal.
It's Carter.
On Time to Heal. That's right. Go ahead.
Ford
is right. A Time to Heal is Gerald Ford. Okay, what U.S. state has the highest percentage of voting for a Democrat in a presidential election? That's Arkansas.
Oh.
Arkansas. And the only U.S. state to vote for a third-party candidate three times in the 20th century, that's Mississippi.
Oh.
And the three candidates were Strom Thurmond in 1948, George Wallace in 1968, and Harry Byrd in 1960.
Oh.
Virginia Senator Harry Byrd. Is that it? I think that's it. So if we did not get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My great thanks to our panel, author Jerry Nachman, and from reporter and teacher Steve Rubenstein. Thank you very much, Steve.
It was a great joy, Dan.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
And a ping pong player.
And, okay, that's good. And, of course, our many thanks to Steve Wilkie was not here tonight, but our buddy Kevin Vance was here. We're such good friends that I forgot his first name. And anyway, thanks, everybody. I hope you have a great week. Please join us next Sunday at 7. Get out and vote. Please vote, whatever you do. Bye-bye, everybody.
That's a good exhortation.
If you don't spend, you bank.